And I discussed, or Avita discussed, just there are two approaches to which he is. One says Kohovenis. One Shita is the Shita of Gaonim, and one Shita is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Shita of Gaonim is that Shia is Sazet, and says Kohovenis 3/4 of a mil. I'm not sure Rabbi Amin discussed how to calculate what a mil is. Discuss that? It's a very simple calculation. The Gemara says that the day has 40 mil. Now, Amud HaShachar is 4 mil before sunrise, next. According to Rabbi Amin, then is 4 mil between sunset and when it gets totally dark, which was Rabbi Amitan's Tzeset B'chav. Now the question is, 40, is it 4 before, 4 afterwards, and 40 in the middle? Or 4 before, 4 after, and 32 in the middle? Does the 40 go from Amud HaShachar till it gets dark? Or it goes from Eis to Tzeis? If you make a simple calculation, that if it's 4, 40, and 4, so 4 mil is 4 over 40 is 1 over 10. So it's 1/10 of the day. There's 60 minutes in a day, 720 minutes in a day. So 1 over 10 is 72 minutes. So then 4 mil comes out to 72, or a mil is 18 minutes. That's one way of calculating it. That's where the Shulchan Aruch calculates. The simple pshat in Gemara, as the Gron Shnos Eliyahu points out, is no, that the 40 goes from Amud HaShachar till total darkness. So it's 4, 32, 4 for the Sahako of Amud HaShachar, because it's totally dark for 40. So 4 over 32 is 1 over 8. If there's 720 minutes of the day, 720 over 8 is 90. 4 mil then is 90. If 4 mil is 90, 1 mil is 22 and a half. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, for instance, in Hilchos Chometz, how long does it take for dough to become chometz? 1 mil. So what do we always do with chometz? We take the chomer, certainly, 18 minutes. And generally, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the 18 minute. Shnos Eliyahu said the simple pshat tomorrow is not that way. It's 22 and a half on 4 mil 90. So he shows how to go through the Gemara to justify the Shulchan Aruch. That is what a mil is, 18, and you have either 72 or 90 on either side. Now, how to calculate that is another problem. The meaning of Klal Yisrael for the past few hundred years is that the people who keep Rabbeinu Tam keep 72 minutes, blanket. Now, that doesn't reflect anything in the sky. All the Gemara says is that Yerushalayim, Pesach time, which is Yerushalayim at the equinox, it gets totally dark, Dalet Milan after. But that changes with latitude, and that changes with time of the year. So the question is, when Chazal talked about Seisak Kochavim, and they talked about Amud HaShachar, are they talking how dark it is? Or they say, no, that's how dark, that's what dark is usually with the equinox. We take that as a fixture, and then we apply it throughout the year and with all different latitudes. Obviously, the pashas of the Gemara changes according to time of the year and latitudes, the degrees of darkness. For some reason, the meaning of Klal Yisrael is to assume differently, to assume that we're talking about a very specific amount of time, and that's a shear. And that shear is determined by darkness in Shalim at the equinox, but then it becomes a shear, and the shear becomes independent of that specific day. Once you make that assumption, all of the gross kashas against Rabbeinu Tam fall apart. that God takes for granted. They were talking about degrees of darkness, and that's the amount of darkness, Yerushalayim, at the equinox, then extrapolated to different latitudes, extrapolated to different times of the year. The Gemara is very clear that is what we call Fina Ofek. In Rabbi Natan, he assumes that it bonds into problems. If you assume it's a fixed year, you solve its problems, and that is the meaning of Yisrael. Now, what the Groz says of the Chavim is, it's pretty light. In the back of the booklets is a quote, as what I wrote about in my book, Torah Chazal and Science, about Sefer Chavim. Is what, in secular terms, it's called civil twilight. Civil twilight is when you can no longer do normal daylight activities at night. You can't read a book when it's outside, and that's the time when legally you have to turn on your headlights. That's approximately the gross tzeis hachol. That's when you can no longer function by the residual sunlight. That's how we calculate. Now, how we calculate Seis HaKachavim, and how we calculate Plaga Mincha, is a major machlokas from a Sadeshi and Rabbi Avram with others, that whether an hour and a quarter is Reza Shoz Marios, whether you begin with Avra Shachar for Seis HaKachavim, or you do it from next to Tishkiyah. We discussed the Ramban. Ramban was confused. How can you have Tosefta Shabbos when the sun's still shining? How can you have Tosefta Yom Kippur when the sun's still shining? So he takes two aspects of Rabbi Natan and puts them together. Rabbi Natan's idea of the Ovid Kamarov and the Ovid Kamarov means there's a great period of time, and you can take in that great period of time part of Yom and part of Lilo. And it's up to you, day by day, to make that decision. And Rabbi Natan says at the home, which is that says at the home is 4 mil after sunset. And he says, therefore, now I understand. He says, Plaga Mincha is 3-4 minutes before sunset. What is that? It's just as the sun hits the horizon. It takes 3-4 minutes for the sun to descend underneath the horizon, he says. Then the sun is gone, and but there's still residual light during that period of time. So the sun's not visible anymore. It can be Yom or Lila, and it's up to the person to make the decision which part of it is Yom and which part of it is Lila. That's how the Ramban interprets it. The Rashba follows, the Ritzel follows, the Ran follows. The idea of the Ovid Kamarov, that there is a period of time, it's up to the person. Each person by himself is kovea, which is Yom, which is Laila. According to the Ramban, these two aspects of Rabbi Natan are together. While Rabbi Natan would allow, the Ramban would allow an early Shabbos, but that's within Rabbi Natan's position. So an early Shabbos could begin at Plaga Mincha, which is 3-4 minutes before sunset. And following the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritz, the Ran, all follow in the same halach. Until the Lavush came in. Lavush said, no, the two opinions of Rabbi Natan are absolutely independent. You can work with the Gaonim, and which means Plaga Mincha is calculated in an hour and a quarter's manios from next to Shkia. Seis HaKachavim is 3/4 mil afterwards. And still have our Rabbeinu Tam's version that from Plaga Mincha on, you decide what is Yom and what is Lila. That's first thing. And now, Din. That's the first mitzvah, which applies to tefillah, applies to Kriya Shema. Applying to Kriya Shema is sort of difficult because Kriya Shema is b'shach b'chor u'v'kum echa. However, he says Kriya Shema depends on Yom and Laila, and since I'll be din, I can make it Laila. I'll be din as Laila. It has nothing to do with when people go to sleep. He says this within Rabbi Natan. This is what we've discussed with Rabbi Natan's position. So therefore, the whole minig of making an early Shabbos before Shkia, that's very common in a lot of places, is really based on the Psak of the Lavush, which is a major in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch happens to pass in like Rabbi Natan, according to the Groh. So what it turns out is not like Rabbi Natan, according to the people followed the Groh, and that is in Rishonim. Is Rav Haigon is that way? Rav Shir Gaon is that way? Apparently the Rambam, certainly Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, or that, but it's a very slender minority in Rishon who don't go with Rabbi Natan. And Ravaz, as I mentioned, says he doesn't know anyone who doesn't, any Rishon doesn't go with Rabbi Natan. The Maharal Ashkar has these Rabbi Shaikon, Rabbi Shurigon, among the Gonim, the Rabbah, and Rabbi Avraham, and Rabbah, so. Okay. Now, according to the Sheet of the Gonim, so the question is, what does it mean, the Ovid Kamarov, the Ovid Kamarov? Which is the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Mincha and Ma'ariv. Now, you can interpret that as being limited to Mincha and Ma'ariv. Nothing to do with Tosefer Shabbos. And if it's nothing to do with Tosefer Shabbos, Mincha Ma'ariv. Why? Because there are two types of Zman when it comes to Mincha Ma'ariv. One type of Zman when it comes to Mincha Ma'ariv is Keneged Korbanos. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gavi HaKrovos HaKorban, Laila was at the time of Plaga Mincha. You could not be Marker of the Korban after Plaga Mincha. And after Plaga Mincha was HaKtoros Engur V'chalov V'malgavim Mizbeach. So we could apply it to Tefillah. And the Avik Kamarovit could be, as the Rish said, that there's another aspect of Tefillah. Other stigma, Avram was Mizak in Shachris, Yitzchak was Mizak in Mincha, Yaakov was Mizak in Ma'ariv, and because it's Rachman, it's Avos. So, which aspect of Tefillah? So the Rish says, which aspect of Tefillah? So, it's either Avos or Korbanos. Today, you decide. The Reed does not allow Rabbi Natan's spirit. He can divide that period into two. Today, I decide my Mincha Ma'ariv is Keneged Avos. Tomorrow, I decide my Mincha Ma'ariv is Keneged Korbanos. And I can swing from day to day. An idea, what the Lavush comes up is with a very radical idea. Taking Rabbi Natan out of just limiting it to tefillah and applying it within the Shita of the Gaon and saying from, let's say, assume we're talking about a day, sunrise at 6 o'clock, sunset at 6 o'clock, let's just make the calculations easy. And at 5:45, that's Plaga Mincha. So now the question is, what happens then? Are you davening Mincha before and Ma'ariv afterwards? Could be. Then, according, that makes a lot of sense within the Reed of the Ovid Kamarov of the Ovid Kamarov. According to Rabbi Natan, what you're doing is you're taking from 5:45 to 6, then 4:45 to 6, and saying part of his Yom and part of his Laila. Within Rabbi Natan, that's a little strange, but that's basically the Mahalach of Lavush, taking the two aspects of Rabbi Natan and separating them. Now, and that's in the major chiddush of Lavush. If you take a look at subsequent Achronim, certainly beginning at the later part of the 19th century, early part of the 20th century, say the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, they are willing to rely on a whole bunch of things together in terms of Pesach Halacha. They're willing to rely on passing like the Lavush. That means we look at Zmanim, Plagim Minchas, an hour and a quarter before sunset, number one, and they, together with Rabbeinu Tam, the Ovid Kamaru, that you can, it's up to the person to take part of it, as you know, one part of it is Lilo, and they apply it to many things, like Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, Kabbalah Shabbos, that means you can Makabal Shabbos anytime from an hour and a quarter before sunset down till sunset itself. That's how they, that. Now, the reasoning behind it, if you take a look in Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Erev Tav Shilin, it's very clear. Even though the position of the majority of Rishonim is against it, however, it has one major advantage. When they were fighting, the people have to Mekabel Shabbos early, they're afraid of people doing the Lacha downright to Shabbos. They knew if they Mekabel Shabbos an hour before, no one's going to be Mekabel Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah writes that in Hilchos Erev Tav Shilin. And the story is about the Aruch HaShulchan, he's the Rav of the city of Navarik. So he was always busy fighting with the storekeepers to close in time. But then there was a simple way to get the storekeepers to close in time. Then Mekabel Shabbos an hour before Shkia. So okay, they'll do it half an hour later. But it gives a lot of time to guarantee that no one's going to Mekabel Shabbos D'oraisa after Shkia. And the whole early Shabbos is because the way it has become customary is simply to take a shita of the Lavush, which is a radical shita. So he departs from exactly what the Rabban, Rashi, Ritva, Ran say is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam of putting together his shita and the other Kamara of the other Kamara together with his shita of Tzeisach Chochmah, making it one unified shita. That is a major break Lavush had from a lot of previous doors. I didn't do a thorough analysis in Rishonim if it's there, but certainly the Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, Ran, those four generations of Chochmah Sfarad are that way. Certainly Rabbeinu Tam himself said it, but it's not clear from Rabbeinu Tam that the two things depend on each other. So that is when a person does early Shabbos, it's certainly not in position for anyone to be mocha on it. It's the Gadol HaPosukim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan approved it, and they had their reasons for doing it, even though it seems to be a das yachid, but they did accept it, they did paskin that way. So certainly no one can ever be mocha at making early Shabbos. Has no basis, nor can someone say that absolutely you can't have a mincha after plag and marav before shkia. If the ikar pesach in Shulchan Aruch is like Rabbeinu Tam, the other kamara of the other kamara of it, even though the pesach in Shulchan Aruch is like Rabbeinu Tam, it says it b'chovim, but if you don't accept that. That was the general meaning in most of Europe until the Gra came. The Gra is the one who changed the meaning, and in many places, say something home, they did not wait for 72 minutes. They waited for a shorter period of time. All the various times in between Rabbeinu Tam's Dalet Milim and three quarters of the mil, I don't want to criticize anyone, I don't want to say any opinions, but if you look at the Beis and Halacha, it doesn't seem to be very much strong Beis Halacha, certainly after Shabbos, Tosefer Shabbos, you may also be Shabbos, Mechol HaKodesh, that's not a problem. But it does not seem to be any basis. Baal Tanya has a basis for adding 2 minutes onto it. Okay, but not the normally accepted 40, 50 things that, if you look at Gemara, in Rishonim and Gilei Achronim, there doesn't seem to be much basis for that. Many of the Chayyus are certainly not to rise strictly on your Gemara Bill, which is, again, on 6 to 6 days, 13 and 3/4 minutes after Shkia, people went much longer. Even though when it comes to Mincha Maariv, many, many places that have been done that way. Now, if a person, but the problem is accepting early Shabbos means davening Maariv at that time. Accepting Shabbos, what is Kabbalah Shabbos? Kabbalah Shabbos at one time was Baruchim. And if you take a look in the Ramah, I mentioned, Ramah says, when we say Baruch, that is very clear. For instance, this year, Tishbav will be on Sunday. So, when do you take off your shoes after Shabbos? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Baruch. Baruch will terminate Shabbos. Baruch will begin Shabbos. However, after the Mekubalim introduced. There are many, the old minhag Ashkenaz was to say Ba'am Madlikin, and that was Kabbalah Shabbos. It was the old minhag Ashkenaz. That to say Ba'am Madlikin, that was Kabbalah Shabbos. Subsequently, when Kabbalah Shabbos began, it was Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. Then, other places said it begins with Boy Mishol. The difference is, for instance, Minhagim is when an oval comes into Shul, why does it come into Shul? Come into Shul before Boy Mishol, he comes in after Boy Mishol, before Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos, comes in after Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos, or after Baal Madlik. That depends when is Kabbalah Shabbos. So you have to do something to Makal Shabbos if you Makal Shabbos before you're automatically chayav in Shabbos, which is Shkia. But once you Makal, so according to the current minute, those who do not follow Rabbeinu Tam, Bela Hakol, Bela Achman, those who don't follow Rabbeinu Tam, so you can be Makal Shabbos in an hour and a quarter before Shabbos. It would be better to daven mincha before plaga mincha, but since the ikar psak is like Rabbeinu Tam, you can daven mincha after plaga mincha, daven maariv immediately thereafter. That's the basic psak. V'hamachmir, on one level, is to daven mincha early, because the Rish says you, on any day, you have to choose either this way or that way. And often tomorrow, if it means today I can do this, tomorrow I can do that. I don't have to make a lifeline decision. But in that period of plaga mincha, it's I take it totally yom or totally light. And once I daven mincha, that becomes yom. I have to wait till afterwards to daven maariv. Certainly, someone who is Makabal Shabbos early, even though here we've gone into a very strange thing. Makabal Shabbos early, so Rashi already says that what do you have to do? You have to say Kriyashma, he says, when do we say Kriyashma, Kriyashalamit? Rabbi Tam has a problem with that, we discussed that in the morning. Quite early in time, no. Smichas Gula the Tefila means Mitzvahs Kriya Shema has to precede Ma'ariv. So, going to Rabbeinu Tam, the moment I'm davening Ma'ariv, I'm allowed to daven Ma'ariv, I don't have to repeat Kriya Shema. However, because many Rishon, early opinion, Rabbeinu Yonah, recorded that Kriya Shema depends on Sefer Kohovim. Rashi seems to say that, Rabbeinu Yonah says that explicitly. So anyone who's on Kabbal Shabbos earlier should wait after Tzei Sukkot to then repeat all three parshas of Kriya Shema again. Even though according to those Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, you can say Kriya Shema before Tzei Sukkot. That's what they did in order to justify the minhag of the early Ma'ariv. But remember when the Rina Rabbi Tam were justifying early Ma'ariv, it was within Rabbi Tam's Shkia. So it's when after the sun's gone, they never were justifying it when the sun's above the horizon. Take a look at it from a Sedeshin already. He talks about when the sun's on the horizon already. And Thomas Desch is very clear that he's also going with the idea when the sun is on the horizon, you can Makal Shabbos, you can Daf Ma'ariv already. And he's going in that sheet of Ravoshi, there are many differences between the Thomas Desch and Ravoshi. That summarizes in Aloch HaLavais away what the whole idea of early Shabbos is about. What early Mincha Ma'ariv is about. There's the basic Pesach HaMoch, and then the Machmo Tova Olach. Certainly, there were certain areas of Europe, Hungary among them, when normally they were Machmo like Rabbi Tam, they were Mecha like Rabbi Tam, and they did Melocha after sunset. And it was because, according to Rabbi Tam, that from Plaga Mincha, which is 3 minutes before Shia, down till 58 3/4 minutes after Shkina, is Yom Rabbeinu, and you can do what you want. If you can Mekabel Shabbos then, but you don't have to Mekabel Shabbos, you can do Malach. That was the original making in Hungary, because they were not only Machal at that time, they were Mekal at that time. At this point of history, most places, very few places, make a leg of their time, certainly not to do melacha, Erev Shabbos, after sunset. This is roughly, we convert everything, all the sugyas into halacha ma'aseh, this is how it ends up. Hamachna tova bracha. If a person waits till Tzeisa Kachorim to daven Ma'ariv, then he's Yotzei, all the Shitas, about Kriya Shema, the school of Tefillin, and Ma'ariv. That's not a question. And that's certainly so. And if it's a person who does not machal or in a town for, in general, for Motzei Shabbos, so then 15, 20 minutes, certainly. I once, according to the Gra, that's the Fiyah Ofer. That means how far the sun goes under the horizon. And I once did a study of in continental United States, how it is the longest period of time the Gros says of Chovim is, according to the calendar, according to the latitude, and it comes out it's never more than a half an hour. So that half an hour, since no one's walking around with all these astronomical tables, when it is a half an hour, will guarantee you anywhere in continental United States that it's after the gross Tzeis HaKachovim. And that's, if you're going with the gross Tzeis HaKachovim, you have to adjust 3/4 of a mil to 13 3/4 minutes. But it's not really 13 3/4 minutes. What is it? The amount of darkness you have in your Shalayim at the equinox at 13 3/4 minutes, extrapolate that, that amount of darkness to all times and different times of the year in different latitudes. And that extrapolation is nothing that a normal person can just simply down and make a simple calculation. No. It is that extrapolation, if you want to guarantee yourself in continental United States, when I surveyed from down to Miami, up to Bangor, Maine, from San Diego, up to Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and through those different coasts all through the year, it came out approximately 30 minutes was the maximum that the shita of the brook can be anywhere in continental United States. And a person who doesn't have all those tables and should try to be machmir for that, just to make sure that he doesn't bump into anything. Oh, and what is interesting, after the Grah, the whole meaning of Klai Yisrael was split. Those areas that didn't come under the influence of the Grah, like Hungary, Romania, etc., kept the remaining town completely. Those areas like Lithuania, Russia, etc., that didn't come under the influence of the Grah, so they were split whether they kept the remaining town or not. And against the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Grah is very strong against the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and a large group of Jews in Russia, Lithuania, followed the Grah on that and stopped being machmir like Rabbi Natan. That's just a rough picture, so for people to know halacha l'maisa, what early Shabbos is, what early Maariv is, and even if you do have early Shabbos, you do have early Maariv, have to remember, since a large group of Rishonim say Kriya Shema, why is it say Sukkot Chavim? And therefore, you have to make sure to say all three parshas at the end after say Sukkot Chavim. Okay, this I think summarizes and ties together everything we've done today.